And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah. Making common sense a superpower. Kicking off the first dipper here, border wars. So the southern border, by the way, is just freaking out of control. It is. Do we have a border right now? And I've got to tell you what, I'm going to skip down in my order here. I'm going to pull up this article that I found. Victor Davis Hanson, who is one of my favorite opinion writers. I mean, the guy is so cerebral, but yet he puts things in such a way. I mean, so if you're not familiar with Victor Davis Hanson, I would encourage you to find his stuff. He's a great author as well. He's got some great books. I think I've got one or two of them listed on our recommended reading list. He wrote a piece that came out today, actually. Its headline is "Our Self-Induced Catastrophe at the Border." He says, since early 2021, we have witnessed somewhere between 7 and 8 million illegal entries across the now non-existent U.S. border. Since the more the border vanished, the more federal immigration law was rendered inert, and the more Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spun fantasies that the border is secure. And he is now written off as the veritable Baghdad Bob propagandist. Yeah, Baghdad Bob used to be a comedy, but that's back when, you know, Baghdad Bob was not ours. Mayorkas is our Baghdad Bob. So the Trump administration's initial efforts, he points out, to close the border have been continually instructed in Congress. They sabotaged by the administrative state. They were stymied in the courts. But nevertheless, he had finally been able to roughly secure the border by early 2020. And almost all of his successful initiatives were immediately overturned in 2021 when Biden took office. He says the wall was stopped. The Obama-era disastrous catch-and-release policy was resurrected. Prior successful pressure that was put on Mexico's president to stop the deliberate export of his own citizens northward ceased, and new federal subsidies went into place to entice and then support illegal arrivals. Here's the bottom line. He says this, and I agree with this, and this kind of goes in line with what I said the other day in one of my monologues about the fall of Rome. With regards to our southern border, Victor Davis Hanson says, no nation in history has survived once its borders were destroyed, once its citizenship was rendered no different from a mere residence, and once its neighbors with impunity undermined its sovereignty. Ending illegal immigration now depends solely on the American people overriding the corrupt special interests and the leaders who profit from the current chaos and the human misery. That's exactly right. He has nailed it. No nation in history has survived when its neighbors completely undermine the sovereignty of their borders. Mass migration is where we are. And of course, the states that are being hit the hardest are the border states. You've got Texas, especially, Arizona, California, New Mexico. We've got massive, massive influx of human capital streaming across the border. And when I say streaming, it's like gushing across the border. I mean, the other day they had one wave of over 2,000 people just... It looked like people were filing into Bryant-Denny Stadium for a game. There were that many. It was just pouring down the streets, you know, coming across the river and just flooding across the border. It's unreal. But what's happening now is every state's a border state. And I know you've heard that before, but listen to this. Here's one from townhall.com, published today. Here's what Chicago plans to do with the illegal immigrants that are sleeping in their airports and police stations. This is wonderful. This is great. This is cool. Not really. Chicago is going to set up military-style tents to help get illegal immigrants out of airports and police stations. So listen, I can just tell you, here's what I'm picturing. In my mind, I go back to the early days of the War on Terror when I went through K2, which was our special operations base in Uzbekistan. Everything was tents. And they have, you know, everybody had, you know, generators running stuff, and you had to, you know, walk out to the port-a-johns and, you know, just into the shower trailers and stuff like that. Anyway, says Mayor Brandon Johnson, that guy's a liberal hack. Mayor Brandon Johnson has signed a nearly $30 million contract earlier this month with a private security firm to build and operate winterized base camps. One location being discussed is an empty parking lot in the Roseland neighborhood, which could hold up to 1,400 immigrants. So they're talking about setting up tent cities. It says it's unclear when the camps will begin getting built, but they're said to house 12 people in each tent, sanitation tents, kitchen units. One part of the contract says if the temperatures are in the 40s, the units have to be stabilized at 70 degrees on the inside, which it gets down in the single digits in Chicago, y'all. And then it says additional benefits illegal immigrants are going to receive are going to be things like all-day child care, transportation to schools, doctor's appointments, and more. What? I mean, for the love of God, why don't we just say, come here, we will subsidize your life. Come here, we will make it as easy as possible to live the American dream. And meanwhile, the homelessness in the streets of San Francisco, I mean, you got roughly, I want to say I read a stat that there's roughly 9,000 people living on the streets in California cities alone. But why are we, $30 million contract to set up tent cities, making it look like a military base in a parking lot in Chicago. 1,400 people crammed into one. Are they going to put a fence around it? Is it going to be a concentration camp? No. It's going to be a place where crime begins to fester in these tents. Well, so when we get back, I got to tell you, some of the things that are happening on the Mexican side of the border are starting to create waves. It's affecting the Mexican economy now. You've got an entire train line that has had to shut down because of the influx of immigrants that are hopping trains. And they don't just, you know, a few of them run down a train and jump on board. We're talking about the company that carries the train said they had to shut down because at one point, one rail yard had 1,500 migrants standing around waiting to catch trains. It's just, this is not the way to run a world. Not at all. More on this. Border Wars. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, Border Wars. Wowzers. So it's so out of control right now. I just saw Tim from Madison just texted in and said, Biden administration doesn't care about the U.S. people, period. Easy to see. Yeah, you know, that's what's the amazing thing is you look at this and go, why do y'all think this is okay? I mean, at what point do you look at this and go, we're doing such a good job? I mean, there's zero ability to defend this as defensible. You have to just go ahead and acknowledge the intent here is to flood the system until it breaks. Oh, wait, that's a liberal strategy. Yes, it is. Terry from Elgin says, have you ever seen a country get invaded and everyone just watched it happen and the government just seemed to welcome it? That's where we are. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, what are we going to do? All caps. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to freaking vote in 2024 is what we're going to do. And I hope we're going to see some people wake up and some of the alleged 84 million or whatever they were that say they voted for Biden. I hope they're having buyer's remorse right now. And then the election integrity laws of the states had better get, you know, worked out. John from Brownsboro says the fall of the Biden presidency is either the greatest snow job by the government in American history or the slowest train wreck ever witnessed. I just say back out. He's not the only one who goes down with the ship. The rest of them don't have a lifeboat to get out of the path of that storm. And then Thomas Mathis says it's not a border war or crisis. The border is just where they pass through, unvetted, only to get a Z phone and an ineffective piece of government paper. It's an illegal immigrant invasion. We better start messaging right and act. Okay, so let me tell you what's happening south of the border. One of the things that's been going on, you may have seen these migrant trains. There was a video of one the other day with thousands of migrants on it. I'm talking about freight trains. You know, just big old freight trains. It's not like a passenger train. It's not like even, you know, cattle cars where there's, it's like, they're hanging off the train. They're stacked up on top of it. I mean, it looks like something out of what is a third world country in some ways. Here's an article from townhall.com. Massive number of migrants traveling towards the U.S. border now affecting international trade, and here's why. Story out in townhall.com from yesterday. The massive number of migrants heading north, most toward the U.S. border, is now affecting international trade as a Mexican railway operator was forced to temporarily suspend operations over all the hitchhikers. Ferromex is the name of the company. So it says, on Tuesday, Ferromex halted 60 trains carrying cargo. 60 trains were idled due to a recent spate of injuries and deaths occurring from migrants catching rides. I mean, they're running to catch them up while they're in motion, some of them. They're piling on them. They're falling off while they're in you know, on their trips. Anyway, Ferromex says there's been a significant increase in the number of migrants in recent days. They went on to say that there were about 1,500 people gathered up in the rail yard in the city of Torreon in the northern border state of Coahuila. And the company also reported about 800 migrants waiting at the yards in Irapuato. It's just so, and 1,000 people were reported to be riding freight cars on the train line between Chihuahua and Ciudad Juarez. Listen, this is not sustainable. Shutting it down, by the way, says estimates from the company are the decision to halt the 60 trains translated to a daily loss of $2.3 million a day, just by that company alone. $2.3 million a day as they sit there. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre says things are great and no administration has done more to try and help. Like, how about this story from KSAT.com in Eagle Pass, Texas? The Biden administration is sending 800 active duty personnel to assist National Guardsmen deployed at the U.S.-Mexican border. You know what? If things are great, if they're awesome, if you don't have any problems, that means you don't have to send 800 active duty personnel to assist an additional 2,500 National Guardsmen that are already there. And by the way, you might want to know this. Just to round out the picture and sort of help you through the process of analyzing all of this and, you know, coming to terms with the terms. Additionally, it says the administration granted temporary legal status to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the U.S. Boomer, if you're from Venezuela, you get a pass.
Oh, good. That makes sense.
Just saying. I mean, it's not like that nation loves us at all. But Venezuela, a socialist nation collapsing south of our border, hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans in the United States just were granted some form of amnesty.
Sure, why not?
I mean, what does temporary legal status mean? Sounds like amnesty.
Yes.
Just occurred to me while I was sitting here reading this. Wait a minute. Read that again. Temporary legal status to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans. Amnesty. Just so you know, yeah. There's a constant stream coming across Eagle Pass, so much so that according to Texas Public Radio 2 days ago, Eagle Pass mayor signed an emergency declaration after thousands of migrants crossed into his border town. They have seen, you know, just under 30,000. The population of the city is just under 30,000. And yet they are seeing upwards of 4,000 a day just coming into their city. 4,000 a day. That means in merely 7 days, 8 days, they are seeing their town double in population. It's like every week, the population doubles. Says the city's only shelter has been unable to. I'm reading these out to you, and I stack them up so we can get the big picture, because it's not enough to see the article here, the little news story there, a little bit of there. Getting the big picture, this is an overwhelming moment. And this is a leadership crisis. It is apparent to me that, A, there is an absolute intent to let the border collapse. There's no way in the world they could say, we're doing a good job. We've got stories right here in my stack about the Biden administration's ordering the Customs and Border Patrol to cut the wire that Texas is putting out. We've got the Biden administration giving orders to weld open the gates in the wall, those metal gates. So National Guardsmen and all were shocked to go and try to shut gates because they saw people streaming through them, only to find out they had been welded open. Testimony that I listened to this morning before Congress, Customs and Border Patrol testified that all of their electronic surveillance equipment on the border has been removed. The question was asked, under whose authority? And they said, this administration in D.C. Folks, you don't remove all the surveillance equipment without having the intent to have no surveillance. I mean, I understand replacing parts. I understand upgrading systems. I understand it might go down and you have to go back in and fix it. You don't remove all the surveillance equipment and not replace it at all and not say anything about it and weld open the gates and cut the wire if it's not your absolute intent to just let this happen. And that's where we are right now. We are sitting here with migrant crossings, like, I'll tell you what, last one before the break. NBC News, Dateline 4 days ago. Illegal border crossings on the rise. 7,500 migrants were stopped last Sunday alone. 7,500 migrants in one day. It says the rise in migrants, this is NBC, keep in mind, the rise in migrants may indicate that new policies put in place by the Biden administration this last May may be having less of an impact. You think? Do you really think? So the bottom line is the Rio Grande Valley, 1,800 apprehensions on Sunday. Del Rio, Texas, 1,600. Tucson, Arizona, 1,500. El Paso, Texas, more than 1,000. Total, 7,500 plus in one day coming through the border. One day. This is an unsustainable solution. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up. I'm doing border wars. And folks, this is a freaking fight. This is an absolute fight. This is why Ron DeSantis has said he has no problems thinking about using military force on the cartels. This is why Tim Scott said he believes that putting the U.S. military on the southern border to do more than just administrative duties is an important opportunity that he would take as president. I'm just telling you, this is one of the flashpoints of our country. It's one of the biggest issues in our lifetime. Southern border. Do we have a border? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Apparently this one has got the text lines fired up, and I see that Jeff Rowe from Indiana is already on the line. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Good.
Getting ready to go to a hippie fest.
A hippie fest?
Well, good. A hippie fest in Indiana, yes.
Well good.
I would wear the Right Side Radio t-shirt, but I'm afraid they'd go, look, it's the man, let's get him.
Well, you got like an outdoor music fest you're going to or something, or what?
Yeah, it's like a booth and just all kinds of crazy stuff. Lots of microbuses.
Well, good. Good, man. It's a great weekend for it, I think. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Hey, can you cite me the part of the Constitution that says we have to let anybody into this country and then give them a court date? And
I think
or anything, you know.
Actually, I think that was in Amendment Zero.
Dang. I guess everything has to start with a zero, don't it?
Yeah. That was Amendment Never, but it's just unreal the way things are going right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess if you're a Chinese spy and you come in illegally like that and you get caught and you just say, "Oh no, I want asylum," you know. And guess they'd have to give him a court date, wouldn't they? Have to give everybody else a court date.
right now, and they're by the way, I haven't even gotten into it in my stack here, but they've got special new ID cards that they're using that they're giving everybody, and it's going to be a pretty comprehensive card that has, you know, embedded data and all kinds of stuff in it, and you just look at it and go, man, we're spending an awful lot of time, spending an awful lot of money, wasting a lot of manpower. To just keep accommodating people that are breaking the law in the first place.
Yeah. Well, legally, what can you do? I mean, any of these people, I guess it's illegal for them to work without a work permit, and they're doing it. And people are hiring these people. They have to be supporting themselves some way or some fashion.
Oh, yeah, they are. There's an entire sub-economy. And I tell you what happens with it, too, Jeff. One of the things that happens is billions of dollars every year gets wired back to Mexico and South American and Central American countries because they come here, they work under the, below the radar, and then they go to, like, you know, Telemex or to Western Union, and they wire out money on a daily basis to people back home.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all tax-paid money, too, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's all money we didn't get taxes on. In fact, I've looked at it before and thought, you know, maybe we should, if we curtailed their ability to wire things out, or if we tax their ability, or if we said they have to have a photo ID and, you know, dual proof of citizenship before they can wire money to Mexico or certain other countries, I guarantee you this thing would slow down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Joe Biden to look at them and say, "Pay your fair share, man." You know, he's not worried about that tax money. He's just worried about somebody else's tax money, not his own family.
Yeah. Well, if we gave him the figures from Western Union, I think that he would probably find a new reason to raise taxes. But anyway.
Oh no, that's not on his voters. Not on his potential voters. That's it.
All right, man. Enjoy your hippie fest. Have a great weekend. All right.
I'll send pics, man.
That sounds good.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy. What else we got here? Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, "This is not Calcutta, India." Talking about people hanging off the trains. Yes. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, "Those IDs that Biden is issuing illegal aliens should be used to stop an operation." Yeah, I'm not going to say what he said, but yes, I understand what you're saying. Congratulations, just won a trip out of the country. It's a finding tool. Well, if you can put a microchip in a phone that helps you find it later, surely they can put one, you know, in a card they're giving to people. But they're not going to keep the card. You're going to give them the card, and it's supposed to be the thing they have to keep, and it's going to get lost along the way. Jeremy from Huntsville, time to consider forming a militia. Careful, Jeremy. Robbie from Oneonta says, "Come on, Phil, this is all too depressing for a Friday." It's just real, dude. It's just real. And by the way, the answer to this is, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. I'm praying it takes a Biden to bring us a new Reagan. We've got, and there's not a single one of the Republican candidates that intends to stay idle on the border. And I believe that the top tier candidates we've got, Trump, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, I believe that they are all intent upon, if they get elected, they would do something on day one. Shut down the gravy train. Andrew from Tony says, "Anti-personnel mines are randomly placed and put out a sign that says, 'Play stupid games.'" I hear you. Gary from Decatur sending me a link. I'll have to look at it again later, Gary. Stan from Huntsville's brand spanking new in the text line. He says, "We don't need border walls. We need towers and something else and dogs." All right. David from Madison sent me a long text. He says, "The crisis at the border is extremely frustrating to those of family members from other countries." He says, "My Thai wife and I have been trying to get her parents and brother to the U.S. on tourist visitor visas for 3 years now, and they've been denied every single time. They're from Thailand. They're doing it the right way through the embassy, and they keep getting rejected." He said, "I'm a retired service member. Her son is currently in basic training with the U.S. Army, and they still deny us. And we have seriously discussed flying them to Mexico just to have them cross illegally with everyone else because that process seems to be much more efficient than doing it the right way." Of course we won't do that, he says, but so many families trying to abide by the law with regards to entry in the U.S. are asking, why should we if our government won't even follow the rules of law itself? Man, that's a great text. And by the way, I've got family members that are also from Thailand, and they went through all the processes and stood in line like everybody else is supposed to. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. And good luck with that. John from Huntsville just said, I just want to let you know this topic you're discussing really makes me mad because there's illegal immigrants in this country with jobs and foods and shelter. And then there are illegal American citizens who have none of these luxuries and can be arrested for trespassing on the illegal immigrant's property. It is true. By the way, here's where the upside is. The upside is people are starting to push back. People are starting to push back and say, enough is enough. And I'll say this, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, good on you, because they started doing the busing thing, and all of a sudden it wasn't a border problem anymore. It was an every state's a border state problem. And you've got literally right now Staten Island residents were out blocking buses full of immigrants, trying to get them to turn back. It's gotten to that point, folks, when the American citizens, even in the sanctuary cities, are trying to stop the buses. That's where we are. That's where we are. GOP governors are fighting back. I'll tell you all about it when we wrap this thing up when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean to say, this show sends its signal like, whew, way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're working our way through one of the most important issues of our time. And I do not say that lightly. I see some matters out there that to me carry some of the strongest import of any public policy and cultural issue of our time, and our southern border is one of them. I see school choice being one of them. There's a couple of other things that are out there, but I see the southern borders issues right now as one of the key issues of our entire time. It has the ability to undermine the stability of our entire country, in my opinion. And we have no idea who's being let through sometimes. I mean, how many terror watch list people have we found? Well, listen, held on during the break. Let me honor his time before I go any further. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How are you, my brother?
Doing well and everything. And I want to say to John, it's all A-plus for pointing out that we spend more on other people coming in than we do our veterans and some other people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks, John. And then the plastic ID cards getting handed out at the border.
Yeah.
You've got ponchos. You've got other things, too. Those are all allegedly by this administration not green components because most of them have some form of petroleum in them.
Wow.
So the more they let in, the more they give out, the more they're going non-green.
You know, I looked at that, too, and this morning I was watching people cross the Rio Grande, and I thought, how much trash has been deposited in the Rio Grande as millions of people have swum across it, carrying their bags and baggage? I mean, how much?
How about biological trash, too, and people have their face in the water?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You're talking about all kinds of diseases, possibly.
It's the Rio Grande is turning into a sewer.
People need help. We need to help them. It has to be well structured.
Yeah, you can't walk into someone's house and demand they help you. You can ask for help, but You got to stand at the curb and ask. You can't just demand entry to their house and take what they've got. And that's kind of where we are right now. Hey, Brian, thanks for holding on, man. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Have a good weekend. Rough Leanne from Huntsville just sent me, what is that? Boomer, what are those emojis she sent me? Can you tell what that is? Are they little green turds? I can't tell. Rough Leanne, tell me what you just sent me. Wait, are they alligators? I don't know. Oh, that's what it is. It says send alligators to the Rio Grande, I guess. And then once the borders are secure, you can make handbags and shoes. Now I see what's happening. Rough Leanne's got the plan. Dave from Madison says that he's Dave from Madison. I just realized, yeah, thank you very much. Brand new in the text line. Appreciate you, Dave. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, FYI, the implementation of a plan, he says, was a result of Attorney General Herbert Brownell's touring of Southern California in August 1953. Well, yeah, I don't know what that means because I haven't seen the plan you're talking about, but I'll take your word for it. All right, let me wrap this up here, all right? 25 GOP governors. By the way, it's not going to matter to Biden, but they're on the record. That's what's important. I recognize that sometimes you can do things knowing full well that it's not going to get accomplished, as opposed to doing nothing. Well, in this case, I appreciate them doing it. President Joe Biden, it says, according to News Nation Now, Dateline yesterday or 2 days ago, President Joe Biden received a joint letter signed by 25 Republican governors demanding that he take action at the Mexican border. The letter addresses the impact of the border crisis and demands the president take immediate action to alleviate the burden that multiple states have been under as they deal with the surge of illegal border crossings and the cartel's drug trafficking. What's happening right now is you've got that it's not just Republican governors, all right? You've got Democrat mayors. You've got the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, is a Democrat who declared a state of emergency and asked for the Biden administration to please get their act together because it's ruining his community. You've got the Democrat governor of Massachusetts who has called out the National Guard after declaring a state of emergency. You've got the Democrat mayors of New York and Chicago, both of whom are knuckleheads, but they're having to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to figure out what to do with the influx of illegals. Now, I will say this. The people of Chicago and New York, you voted this in. You voted to be sanctuary cities by voting those people in. Maybe you ought to start thinking about your votes, because even municipal votes mean something. Lee from Huntsville on line one. Let me get that real quick. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You're on one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, boy. What you thinking?
Well, here's my thinking. First of all, neither party, well, the RINOs anyway, truly want anything done about the border. For different reasons, for different objectives, the Democrats want to import voting blocks to help them, you know, win over certain states. The Republicans want cheap labor for chicken plants and everywhere else that use the cheap labor. That's like the crony capitalism, you know, like the people who just want to use it and pretend like it's compassion, but it's not. It's money. And it's all about money and power for both of those parties. So that's mainly the reason why nothing happens, because you don't have Democrats will sit together no matter what, if you've ever noticed that. Hmm. Like, when it truly counts, Democrats get in line, but not Republicans, because there's a definite ideological split with Republicans that doesn't quite exist in the Democrats in the same way. So, but if they wanted to, they could take out the cartel. If we took half the money that we're handing over to Ukraine to help the country that our politicians launder money through, which is why they're defending it, people. If we took half that money and influenced Mexico, we could take out the cartel. We have the technology to take them out right now, really fast and completely.
Yep.
And we do nothing.
Yeah.
We could work with Mexico and say, you can't do this anymore. Our border is too large with you to control, and you won't control your very – they could control their very small border really well. They could easily control their very small border at the bottom.
No, they absolutely could. And, you know, the Trump administration had actually twisted the arms of the Mexican leadership to the point that they had begun to actually take some pretty drastic action on their side. I mean, I'm looking right now, Lee, up on the screen in the studio – Customs and Border Patrol sources say that 50,000 illegals have crossed the border just in the last week. 50,000 in 1 week. That's just amazing to me.
It's staggering.
We don't have a border.
And I have family that live in Texas, which is where most of the border crossing is. And it's staggering. And the reason that these other people even care now, the reason that New York mayor, of New York City is suddenly dancing to a different tune is because they're actually have skin in the game and they're feeling it.
Yep.
It's easy enough to say, oh, we're sanctuary. We love everyone. Come on in, when they're not coming to where you are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think I look back and I thought that was kind of novel, kind of funny, kind of in your face when they started the busing. Now I look back and realize it was sheer genius. Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis were spot on. Which one did it first? I think it was DeSantis did it first, wasn't it? Or maybe it was, I don't know.
Yes, I believe so. I believe DeSantis did it first, but it was pretty close to the same time. And notice that Chicago is also doing the same thing. And black people are starting to wake up and understand that this affects their communities just as much as it affects everyone else. And they're starting to get angry.
Yep. I completely agree. Hey, listen, Lee, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
So as I wrap this up, somebody said earlier, I forgot which one of the guys that texted in. I think it was Jeremy from Huntsville said, this is depressing, Phil. It is. Here's the high side. You've got 25 Republican governors writing the president saying, get your act together. You've got the Democrat mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, saying, I'm a Democrat, but I can't sustain this any longer. You've got the Democrat governor of Massachusetts. And you've also got, by the way, one of my listeners has pointed out to me, and I saw the story earlier, Graham from Meridianville, the mayor of Dallas, a black Democrat from Dallas, the mayor of Dallas, one of the largest cities in the United States, today announced he's switching parties. He no longer wants to be a Democrat. And he said, and by the way, he's been a conservative, if you have those, he's been a conservative so-called Democrat up to now. Some people will say, all you're going to do is weaken the Republican Party by bringing them in. Well, all you're doing is hurting the Democrat Party by taking him out. So I'm looking at this going, you know what? What's happening there is there's a voice. You've got a man who is a mayor of a major metropolitan area who just today announced that Democrat policies are ruining the urban areas of America and that we've got to stop and that he will no longer be a part of the party that is crushing America with policies like what we're seeing at the southern border. So anyway, there you have it. Ruff Leanne says, make Mexico pay. I agree. And then here's how you make Mexico pay, by the way, roughly in. How you make Mexico and all the other countries pay is you find some way to assess or tax the monies being wired back to their countries. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to look it up during the next break. And then Brian from Huntsville says, by the way, take the Panama Canal back and put the walls up from there down. All right, folks, we're taking a break right now. I'm pretty much done with that topic. Coming up top of the hour, don't forget our friend Stephanie Smith. She's calling in from D.C., where she's been up there hobnobbing and glad-handing, but doing it the right way with conservatives. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Using common sense like a superpower. Hey, all right, Boomer. All right, I started this thing. I'd forgotten about this until today. It just hit me. But I actually had this idea back when I was in the Senate, wondering if we could do something to garner support for, like, building the wall, other things, by addressing the amount of money that gets wired out of our country by immigrants.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think that they would wire. I mean, obviously they do.
Oh, they do.
Family and friends.
Oh, dude, they do.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
So I just did some quick study to refresh myself on this because it had been a few years since I looked at it. All right. How much do you think? Now, okay, these are the official name is called remittances. That's what they call this.
Remittances.
Yeah, remittances. You're remitting money. So how much? So just on what migrants wire back to their home countries, just Mexico alone, from the United States to Mexico, how much money was remitted by wiring it out last year alone? Just last year.
To Mexico?
Just to Mexico. Just to Mexico.
I mean, well, keep in mind, since we're talking about it, I bet it's a lot. So I'm going to say like $1-2 billion.
$58.5 billion.
What?
Here's how you build the wall.
Yeah.
$58.5 billion with a B remitted from immigrants in the United States through wiring services back to just Mexico alone. That does not include all the other Central and South American countries or Haiti or any of the others where we're seeing massive influxes of people.
That's a lot of money.
$58.5 billion. I just read one. Hang on a second. Let me pull it back up. I just read one that said annually, the last time it was compiled was the year 2017, that it was $148 billion industry from the U.S. alone to other countries. And it's just, and by the way, it's up this year. It's up a lot. It is, I want to say it's up, where'd it go? I just saw it a minute ago. 13% increase in the year 2022 over what is being sent out. So it was up to $58.5 billion last year just for Mexican migrants.
So is there a, can we process fee? Can we, what do we, what can we do to get some money to build the rest of the wall?
That's what I'm saying. So I think the things that you're supposed to have to be here, you find a way to make those required to do the wire.
Yeah.
I think you say, if indeed you're going to do the wire at all, you have to provide photo ID and proof of status in the country.
Like, I was about to say, what about proof of status or like, just location so we know that if you're actually illegal or not?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Green card.
Yeah.
Your visa, a copy of a stamped passport showing you came in through a point of entry, a port of entry. Something that says you're supposed to be here. And if you can't show it, you can't wire money. And then if you can't show that, or you do show that and you wire the money, then, oh, by the way, thank you for being here. We're going to take 5% off the top. 5% for Uncle Sam and an extra 3% for the state in which you are residing at the time. You're avidly looking something up over there right now.
Yeah, I was looking up because, you know, there's so many different, like, cash apps and things like that.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now, I was trying to look up, can you send just on an app? Money
like via, a Venmo or
like a Venmo or a Cash App or something like that. I was trying to see if you're allowed to do that across, you know,
can you?
Countries. I was, you didn't let me get there yet.
I'm sorry. Go
no, you cannot send money to Mexico with Venmo, but that's just with Venmo. I'm sure there's something you can't. What about bank? I mean, but
international bank transfers.
Bank transfers or. I mean, even nowadays, they have, like, some of the cash apps you have to, I don't know.
But a lot of these people live on a cash economy.
Right.
So they don't, I mean, that whole underground economy that we've got going right now, a lot of these people are paid under the table. They don't wind up paying taxes. They take some of the cash, they go to Western Union, and they send some to, Mamacita back in wherever, and it just goes out that way. And on the other end, they're not banking. They're taking the Western Union, they're cashing it, and they're living. And you know, I get it. You came here to earn some money to send back home. Good on you for being productive. But guess what? You did it the wrong way. Mm. And if you want to pay for that wall, find a way to address this issue of the remittances. And daggum, I'm saying that wall gets paid for in a few years.
Yeah.
Roughly Ann just says, exactly.
And we may find some, we may catch some illegals while we're at it.
Well, okay. All right. Anita from South Huntsville is trying to break the mood.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Anita from South Huntsville says, Phil, it's Friday. We need some humor for this hour. So here's a fun fact. The name Phil Williams can be rearranged into an anagram to say, I will ham lips. And Boomer, I'm sorry, but your best anagram is Oreo BM.
I'll take Oreo BM. Give me some Oreos.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'd rather have my I will ham lips than to have your Oreo BM. That's just, That's just not good. We have an amazing audience. All right, listen, coming up here right at the top of the hour, we're switching gears. We're going to get off this topic because I know I've just like run some of y'all on the ground with it. But I'm not kidding when I say our southern border, in my opinion, our southern border is one of the stories of our time, period. Like, it's a generational issue. This is the kind of thing that if we don't get a handle on it, that we're going to have the next generation going to come up and they're going to go, why didn't they stop it back when they could? Look what we're dealing with now. And I'm talking about, you know, the next generation 10 to 15 years from now when they're in charge. And folks, we got to. And coming up next, though, we're going to switch gears. So I want to talk about what can you get involved in. If you guys are right side ruffians, if y'all are policy warriors, if you're the kind of people that believe in making a difference in your community, then is there a way for you to do that that maybe you hadn't already seen? Are there organizations out there that you didn't know existed? Or are there causes? Are there opportunities for participation? Well, coming up next, Stephanie Smith has been up in D.C. as a part of a group that I've also been a part of called Club for Growth. She's up there just talking through those very issues. We're going to get her perspective on what it means to get involved and to find an organization that's already like making headway and that all you got to do is just plug in and go. And I'm talking about they can be faith-based, they can be liberty-based, they can be, you know, related to fiscal policy or business, all of it. There are any number of organizations already in the fight and all you got to do is plug in. Coming up next, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.